All right, everybody. Good afternoon. It is Stick and Hack Reacts for Monday, November the 15th, 2021. I'm your host, Adam Grubb from Stick and Hack. That's Keith Stewart, your second host from the Pro Show and ESPN Radio in New York. He's Keith Stewart. I'm Adam Grubb, and thanks for joining us here, guests. Last week, we were struggling for topics to talk about, Keith, if you remember correctly. Today, however, is a very different day. And just like that, golf news can change, and today it has. So, I don't know where we start. Do we start in the Charles Schwab Cup? Do we start with the with Kokrak? Do we start with the LPGA confusion and conundrum that continues to plague the coverage of the LPGA? One of the most fascinating finishes that, unless you were on a streaming service, you did not see. Keith, where do you want to start? I'm going to leave it up to you, sir.
Let's go. Age before beauty. Charles Schwab Cup.
Hit awesome. Me. All right, so here's what happened over the weekend. Phil Mickelson, he signed up for this Senior Tour, Champions Tour event again. Shock of the year, he won. At some point, they're going to be like, hey, Chief, we're good. We appreciate you bringing some fans and some eyeballs to us, but my God, maybe a little for the rest of us here. It'll be like me on Thanksgiving. So Phil wins again. He won the Charles Schwab Championship, and Bernard Langer won the Charles Schwab Cup, which started, I believe, that thing started in 1998, the first two-year run here of this because of COVID. Yeah. So this is much like, for those of you who don't know, this is the exact same as the FedEx Cup. Bernard had 2 years of point-getting to win, and then Phil won again. Your reaction to all that?
I mean, honestly, there are some really great storylines, so I got a huge thumbs up. You know, Phil would appreciate that, I guess. You know, he's a thumbs up guy. But you've got Langer. It's a 2-year points race. He's the oldest guy on tour, and he wins his sixth cup. You know, he's 64 years old. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. He had a bad back this whole weekend, and he finishes the season out. He shoots 69 on Sunday, finishes 17th. So what? But he still retains the cup. You know, just an unbelievable kind of, you know, if this is his last huge win of his career, it just really, it really kind of exemplifies what Bernard Langer has meant to professional golf. It's just really cool. Phil, 6 starts on the PGA Tour Champions, 4 wins, not a huge surprise there. You know, he closes with a final round 65, 31 on the back nine. He birdies 3 of his last 4 holes. You know, it's kind of what we expect from Phil. He is the reigning regular men's PGA championship winner. Yep. So, I mean, you know, he's out there playing on golf courses, which are much shorter and for Phil's purposes are much easier. I kind of laugh. On Thursday, he was interviewed on the 18th hole. He was in a fairway bunker going for a par 5 and 2. And the reporter asked him, Adam, they said, you know, were you worried about the water on the right or whatever? He goes, dude, it was a 6-iron from a fairway bunker. He's like, what do you want from me? You know? And of course he hit it like on the fringe and 2-putted for birdie. And he had the first round lead and he closed the tournament. It was great. You know, one of the cool stories that I know that you always have your pulse on the PGA Tour Champions.
100%.
Adam, and you'll appreciate this one. Steven Alker, our winner from last week, right? This guy Monday qualified back in the summer. All right? He Monday qualified, had no status on PGA Tour Champions. He finished 2nd over the weekend in their Tour Championship. All right? Since he Monday qualified, he goes 7th in that event. He gets in the top 10, so he makes it to the next week. Then he goes 3rd, gets to the next week. Then he goes 9th, gets to the next week. Then he goes 7th, he gets to the next week. Then he goes 5th, he gets to the next week. You get the trend, right?
I do.
All the way till he wins, and then this week he's 7th. Since his Monday qualify, he's earned $1.1 million on PGA Tour Champions. I mean, are you kidding me?
Gosh.
Steven Alker, man. 4 thumbs up. I mean, like I said, you know, I know a lot of people maybe don't pay attention to PGA Tour Champions, but if you see the coverage, there are some great players out there, everyone from Furyk to Els to obviously Langer, Phil, and guys like Steven Alker. They're playing some great golf, and just a tremendous way to cap off their 2-year run. And you know, big kudos to them and the PGA Tour and the PGA Tour Champions for all that they do to entertain us.
All right, let's move on. Speaking of the PGA, I believe now officially the 2nd longest title for a weekly tournament. I'm needing longer note cards here for the titles. The Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Houston Open, presented by
yeah, I mean,
Oh, not my to be God. Co-Crack 1, your reaction.
Well, not to be confused with the Worldwide Technology Mayakoba Classic.
Oh my God.
I know you're looking forward to next week for the RSM Classic. It's an easy one.
Just gave me some acronyms, finally. I can spit out without having to write down.
I hear you. I'm going to go meh on this one. I love Co-Crack as a winner. I mean, this guy comes out, 230-something starts on tour, no wins, and he's won three times in his last 28. So when you start to talk about, like, guys that are playing really well, there's only one guy who's won more times in less months, and that's Patrick Cantlay, and he was player of the year. Jason Co-Crack is a thing, Adam.
Yeah.
You know, and the way he plays golf, it's entertaining. He bombs it off the tee. He's got a great approach game, and he put the lights out this weekend. And at a time on a golf course, Memorial Park, which played really, really difficult over the weekend, he shot 66-65. Now, I know all of that doesn't mean anything to you, Adam.
Zero.
Right? But I know you love when athletes overcome adversity.
I love those stories.
I'm going to give you one, and Jason Kokrak's the star. So they had some weather issues on Thursday, Friday. Kokrak is a couple shots off the lead. He's got eight holes to play to play on Saturday morning because of the delay. He wakes up. I don't know if he slept wrong or he forgot his CPAP, whatever it was, man. But the bad steak the night before. He wakes up. He plays those eight holes in seven over par. He has a double and a triple in there and two bogeys in seven holes, right? So he goes from being like two shots off the lead to barely making the cut. From that point forward, he shoots nine over on the weekend on rounds three and four. He goes 66-65, four birdies in a row on the final nine to close to win the thing. Unbelievable story. He gets past the likes of Scottie Scheffler. I mean, there weren't a lot of huge names at the top because it is the fall season, but the guy's winning.
And it's the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Houston Open. Also a reason why that field wasn't jam-packed with stars.
Which is why I'm kind of like meh on it at the end of the day, because these fall events, there's just too many of them. Yeah. You know,
You know my feelings on this.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, are we trying to be baseball? Are we going to have 162 tournaments a year plus the playoffs? You know,
doesn't make any sense.
Anyway.
All right. I think really the biggest reason that we're doing this show this morning is for this reaction. Okay. Now I have a feeling that I know your reaction because I was seeing it on Twitter last night. And there was some back and forth between us around it, that this was going to be a topic. There's no way that it can't be. So I'm gonna lay out the storyline the best that I can, which will be awkward at best. Nelly Korda, number one player in the world. Lexi Thompson, arguably the number one personality and golfer in the world, not by points and stats, but just in her likability and her famousness. A couple other people I can't quite think of right now. All go into a playoff because Nelly had a blow-up hole. Lexi missed a four-footer. It looked like your member out there for a bit. And then there was a four-person playoff, all of which came down to Nelly Korda continuing a birdie train of four in a row to win. But guess who saw it? Very few people, because it was on a streaming app, and then all of a sudden that streaming app went down, and so the only people that were seeing it was the guy that was in charge of the streaming app, and he couldn't even see it. It was a catastrophic failure at all levels at the end there. Once again, the LPGA was not shown except for a tape delay broadcast in the middle of the night, number one. Number two, it didn't even show on the stream the playoff and the most exciting part of the tournament. And people were up in arms and saying, PGA, you got to do better than this. NBC, you got to do better than this. This is ridiculous. This is the fourth or fifth time. This is a pattern of behavior, which we know when patterns happen, it is on purpose. Your reaction, Keith, to the catastrophic demise of the LPGA tournament yesterday, which was the Pelican Women's Championship.
I'm calmer now, Adam, because it's lunchtime and I don't want to get an upset stomach. But had you caught me last night or yesterday afternoon at about 5 o'clock, I mean, I'd have been coming out of the booth, man. It's unfathomable to me. So LPGA, two thumbs up. Nelly, Lexi, Lydia Ko, Se-young Kim, you know, these four ladies. What's that?
Biggest names in golf.
Biggest names in the LPGA. All four players are in the top 15 of their rankings points. okay? Nelly, number one in the world. Lydia Ko won last week on the Women's European Tour. Se-young Kim is your defending champion of the Pelican Women's Championship. And Lexi Thompson, who is, you know, ranked in the top five in the world, is the most marketable personality in all of women's golf, right? She's 26 years old. She's a legend in the sport. And none of this is shown on anything. And I get it. We're trying to move people towards peacocks and whatever and all sorts of things. But there were cameras there. And we're showing with like six holes to go the Charles Schwab Championship. And I know I just said, and I'm not trying to be, you know, a hypocrite here or anything. There's great stuff there. But all they needed to show was one playoff hole.
Yeah.
I'm watching the stream of this. They're walking down the 18th hole, these four ladies. And the drama that was ensuing was unbelievable because you had a final round pairing of Lexi versus Nelly that you could only watch streaming. All right, fine. People can stream it. That's great, right? I mean, you're right. It's not good enough, but it is what it is, okay? So they come down. The 71st hole or the 17th hole, Nelly triple bogeys. She has the lead. She has the tournament. She's the number one player in the world. She has a bad triple bogey. Lexi finishes bogey, bogey. They end up in a four-way playoff. It's their second to last event of the year. They're walking down the 18th hole for the playoff, and the streaming cuts off.
Cut to black.
That's it.
Cut to black.
That's it. Now, you know me better than most, Adam, right? People, great people like DraftKings and others offer a little action on the LPGA, right? I have Lydia Ko to win. She backdoors into this playoff. I am literal. I mean, there's screens that were in better shape yesterday than are today, right? I don't know who to talk. I mean, who do we talk to? You know,
you're gonna have to take one of your kids' horses back, right? If this thing doesn't go your way, somebody's gonna be hurting. I'll tell you this. Here's my issue, and not that most people, most of America care. My issue. You're the expert here, but as a casual fan, it makes no sense and is as frustrating as ever that the LPGA arguably is at the highest it's been in 30 years right now, with the names, with the attention, with the personalities, and with the incredible golf. You put all that together and now we can't even watch it, and we can't even enjoy it on a normal platform, like, I don't know, a TV, for instance, unless I stream it from two different devices and airplay it on my Apple TV. You take a normal American, it's going to take them 45 minutes to figure that whole thing out. If they subscribe to the stream at all. All of that aside, this is yet another opportunity for the LPGA or NBC specifically. This isn't the LPGA's fault. I want to make that very clear. This is the coverage and the broadcasters that were broadcasting the tournament. NBC specifically, yet again, comes to the table with a lackluster approach to coverage, and then can't even cover it past the 4 o'clock hour, past the top of the hour, like it's some sort of webcam live stream that they've just cut off because of something else. It makes no sense. You got 13 different networks that you own. Maybe put it on one of them. You've got 227 cameras all pointing in the direction of these holes. Maybe put it on them, and we'll get the senior tournament. They're older guys. They're going to take a little while to get down the fairway. We got plenty of time to cover them. Let's get this on the TV and have somebody smart in the truck go, hey, whoa, let's stop Law & Order SVU for the 22-hour marathon for a couple minutes here in USA, and let's put this thing over there. Why can't that happen?
I mean, it was like Mike Ryan was there, and they were using his hotspot, and at 4 o'clock he had to leave to go do something else. And they're like, oh, we can't stream this anymore. We can't do it. We're done. I mean, you bring up a lot of good points. I mean, honestly, I realize there's TV contracts and everything, and you have to realize that. I know you do, Adam, and we're just trying to, you know, make a huge point here. But if you're running the Olympics, and I could see rowing on CNBC at like midnight, okay? Who's watching CNBC on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock that wouldn't mind for half an hour for us to throw some on, and then you could put online on Twitter and everywhere that golf, you know, golf fans follow those websites, and they would say, oh, I'll jump over there because this is exciting. I want to watch this. And everybody from, you know, every site from Stick and Hack Media to everybody else is reacting to this. I just hope, you know, by 2022, we can, you know, learn to pivot just a little bit more, you know, and we can follow these great stories in golf, because 2021, it's been just a pleasure to be with you here, Adam. And I'm not signing off for the year, but I'm just saying we've had so many great things to react to. Mm-hmm. And You know, our job is made a lot easier by the tremendous stories that we've been able to have fun with, you and I, week in and week out. And it's so much fun to do this, right?
It is.
And it's so much fun for our fans to watch. And we had a huge story to talk about, and I wish they could go, they can't go anywhere now and even find it.
No, it is. It's like 1958. It's just lost in the ether. It's one time only.
Yeah.
It's bad news. And you know, everybody on Twitter yesterday said, you know, you got to do better. You got to do better. I think that's the least NBC has to do. The least the broadcast networks have to do is do better. They have to plan. They have to be prepared. And they have to have golf does go longer than the top of the hour sometimes. Okay. It's just how it goes. It's not a timed event where you even football, they push 60 minutes every single week. Right. Can you imagine the uproar of the NFL if they just said, sorry about that overtime. We're not going to watch that. But here's Leslie Stahl, right? How's that for a 60 minutes pull? My God. Well, you're not going to get that on normal media. All right. I don't know what else to say other than that sucks. So he's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio and host of The Pro Show. Find it where you find your podcasts. I'm Adam Grove from Stick and Hack Show on your podcast platforms as well. And, of course, Stick and Hack Reacts every single Monday here at noon on YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. Yeah, Keith.
Everybody.
An incredible ending. And now you have more topics? You have more reactions?
No, just a quick PSA. Everybody, you're probably as worked up as Adam and I. Give yourself 5-10 minutes. It's like the pool, you know? Don't jump right in. Wait a minute, then have lunch, and enjoy the grub. We'll see you next week.